Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Week 8 of the high school football season. The Castle Knights will have their final regular season road game coming up Friday night. They'll take on the Central Bears on First Avenue. This on the heels of a loss up at Jasper this past week. Castle right now 5-2 overall heading into the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Head coach Doug Hurt will join us. We'll come back. We'll talk about the game with Jasper, this week's preparation for Central, right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Betware Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Betware Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in New Bern. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburg is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash, they're in Newburg on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Doug Hurt joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time, as always. And obviously, a very tough place to play. We talked about this last week. Going up to Jasper, they're playing really good football right now. And obviously, just looking at the stats of the game, you can't have turnovers like the Knights did, especially offensively in that contest in the passing game, and expect to win. And I know a couple of those passes, you guys were in the red zone knocking on the door. That obviously hurt an awful lot in your chance to win that football game.
Yeah, Dan, I don't think there's any question about it. And you know, I won't go Jim Mora on anybody, you know, here, but just to say it's frustrating as a coach. You know, we've got to play better football, and that's not going to get it done. You know, we've got to get better play out of a lot of guys, but certainly, you know, we need more consistency out of the quarterback position. Three interceptions did not help us. Obviously, the receivers play a part in that as well, but, you know, that along with two miscues on punts, a punt block, you know, which our kicking game has been outstanding, and, you know, had a misdesignation on a punt early on, and then a little bit of a low snap that was mishandled later on. And so, you know, it really is more like five turnovers if you really want to look at it that way, and you're not going to beat anybody playing football like that. And we've played pretty consistently since game one and been pretty solid, but, you know, appropriately so. When it rains, it pours, and it was not a good night for the Knights.
Well, we talked about this going into the football game. I mean, Jasper right now with Derek Hart, certainly a new-look offense, but the defense kind of the same. So was it just kind of Castle shooting themselves in the foot, certainly with those turnovers, or was it something that Jasper's defense just really, because, I mean, you know, statistically, offensively, and I don't know how close you look at stats, but it just really wasn't much to look at from a statistical standpoint following that game offensively.
No, I think it was, you know, probably a lot to do with both. I think Jasper's a good football team, but, you know, it's not like they're, you know, out setting the world on fire score-wise. They're finding ways to win football games. And so, you know, certainly I don't think they were as dominant as the score showed. I think, you know, when you turn the ball over, you know, three or five, depending on how you look at it, you know, you're out to get to look really, really bad. And certainly we did. And, you know, that's it's embarrassing, and it was not, you know, representative, I don't think, of our football team, but certainly not the result that we were hoping for. And, you know, they're playing good football. Their quarterback's really, really good. We knew that going into the game. You know, I wouldn't have thought the defense would have given up 28, but at the same time, I wouldn't have thought that, you know, they would have had the field position that they had, and that certainly played a factor. You know, they play hard, you know, and the things that we value, I think they did well. They didn't beat themselves. They competed at a high level, and they were awfully physical. So I would say, to answer your question, there was certainly a little bit of both, but the Knights had a large hand in their own undoing on Friday night.
All right, so you look at these games, and, you know, I'm always a person to kind of, you know, the glass is always half full with me. So, I mean, anything positive that you can take from that game in preparation for this week?
Well, I think we came out in the second half and played, you know, and that's an expectation. You know, but if you're going to find a silver lining, the defense got four straight stops there in the second half to stop the bleeding a little bit, despite not getting a lot of help from the offense. I think the kicking game rebounded a little bit. We had some, you know, good kickoff return yardage, both by default, by them kicking to our up backs and starting once at the 40 and another time at the 41-yard line. When you don't do much with it, it's discouraging. But certainly, you know, there was good field position, and I thought we kind of rebounded kicking game wise to stop the bleeding after two punt miscues.
Well, Brody Farmer, just looking statistically defensively, I think 14 tackles in the ball game, 7 assists, 7 solos. So yeah, this is a young man that's, and going back to the Vincennes game, had a phenomenal game, and he's put together a pretty solid last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Brody. Brody played pretty well. I'm sure he, you know, would be hard on himself. He missed some tackles that he shouldn't have, but everybody does, even the great ones. And, you know, overall, is flying around the field. I think he's kind of the emotional leader of our defense. He and Connor Richards out in the secondary, a senior. Those guys do a really, really good job and, you know, are kind of the spiritual leaders of that group. But Brody, certainly without him, we would be in deep trouble. He's all over the field, makes all the calls at Mike linebacker. He's a physical kid, about all the right things. And so, you know, really happy that he's on our football team and not someone else's.
All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of the Castle Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, defensive lineman Josiah Garnett, a senior, joining us. Josiah, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. I know, obviously, a disappointing game this past Friday night up at Jasper. Our offense turned the ball over. Special teams had some issues as well. I know talking to Coach Hurt, he was really kind of pleased with the defense, at least in the second half, with four or five consecutive stops. But, you know, from a player's perspective, just kind of your thoughts on the game with Jasper last Friday.
I think it was just, you know, we beat ourselves in the first half. You know, we had major mistakes with the kicking game, the offense and defense not making tackles. But, you know, it's adversity. We have to fight through it. Second half, you know, we try to come out, get it rolling. You know, defense was getting better throughout the game. We really stepped up as a defense, and we made a few stops. Offense, you know, we had a few plays here and there where we didn't do so good. But, you know, it's just a learning process. And from here on out, we just got to keep taking steps forward to get better.
Well, and you really do, and it starts this week with the Central Bears. I mean, you're going to this game on Friday night or to be out at Central Stadium. You know, you look at their record, Josiah, and you probably think, well, okay, this will be kind of a cakewalk for us. But, I mean, they've got some talent. They've got some athleticism on that team. You know, you've had a chance to look at a little bit of the film so far this week. What are your first impressions on Central's offense?
Central's offense, they look pretty good, you know, just because their record shows that they don't look so good of a team. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. It's a game of football. It depends on how we play, how they play. Up front, they're pretty good from an offensive line standpoint. I mean, they have great running backs, run the ball. And then, yeah.
How do you match up physically with their front for their front five, Josiah?
I just know that their front five, you know, they're all big. They're like 6 foot plus, like around 230 plus. So there's some big guys. We just got to be physical and stop the run.
You play both defensive tackle and defensive end. Is there much change in that? I mean, certainly defensive end, you're doing a little bit more containing. Defensive tackle, you're trying to certainly blow up the plays, especially those that are running between the two tackles. So do you have a preference, or do you enjoy one over the other?
I like both positions. I try to play the best to my ability on both positions. You know, just do my job and just keep rolling.
How big of a football game? I mean, it goes without saying. You know, you guys right now sit at 5-2. really probably not where you wanted to be at this stage after 7 weeks, but just I talked to Coach Hurt earlier, and, you know, after you lost that first game to North, you guys rebounded and won 5 straight. Do you feel right now that this team has kind of put that Jasper game behind you and now just looking forward and trying to get better this week against Central?
Definitely, for sure. I feel like we put the Jasper game behind us. I mean, it was a huge loss, but we got to continue to step forward as we're about to get rolling into the playoffs in the postseason. So we got to keep taking major steps forward. We can't just stay stuck on one loss. We just got to keep getting better every week.
One final question, Josiah. I mean, this is certainly a team game. This is your senior year, and I know you want it to be the best that you can be. From your standpoint, how do you feel right now that this senior year has gone for Josiah Garnett?
As of right now, my senior year, I mean, it's going the best it could possibly be. You know, we had a few ups and downs, but I'm trying to make the best out of it. You know, keep it rolling with my boys. Just keep it going every week.
All right, Josiah, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and all the best to you and your teammates when you get to Central on Friday night.
Thank you.
That's Josiah Garnett. We'll come back at the scouting report on the Bears from head coach Doug Hurt when this Castle Show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Have you seen interest rates for new or used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show, Week 8, the Bears with their, the Knights, rather, with their final regular season road game of the year. Speaking of Bears, they'll be out at Central Stadium on Friday night to take on Brandon Artis and the Bears. Well, Coach, you look at Central, 28-14 setback to the Harrison Warriors. Their lone victory so far this year coming at the expense of the Ballsy Bulldogs in Week 2. We've talked about this team and, you know, just kind of more bodies on the Central program this year, what Coach Artis is doing. You look at him, you break him down. What do you expect on Friday night when you get out there?
Well, I think you can look around at some of the scores, and yes, they've had some games that have gotten out of hand, but they also played our rivals from the west side extremely close and gave them quite a scare. I mean, this is a talented football team, and I think – you know, Coach Artis has got them moving in the right direction. You can certainly see improvement from last year. You know, and you know, you look around the field, both, you know, offensively and defensively. Their quarterback, the one that played this past week, was he's a freshman, Easton Vetter, and played really well. Before that, Hunter Brochiers was getting the ball around really, really well. And they've got some talented receivers. They're 4 and 5 wide, Dan, a lot. And they make no mistake about it. They're one to take shots and get the ball out in space to their receivers. Defensively, they're super physical. Got a couple cats up front that play really, really hard. And, you know, they've given up a few big plays, but by and large, they're physical and they're going to make you earn it. So going over there, I'm not, you know, you're never excited to go play at Central Stadium, I think, in front of their home crowd. I think they're a little bit better even yet. And so I don't think that their record is maybe indicative of the level of talent or the progress that they're making.
All right, so your football team obviously was not a joyous ride coming back from Jasper the other night, and this senior group, we talked about that. I mean, I know it's still early in the week, relatively early in the week for this radio show, but just, you know, Saturday getting together, watching film, first part of the week. Has that Jasper game kind of been in the rearview mirror? I mean, how has practice gone? How has this team responded now heading into the final 2 weeks of the regular season?
Well, I think there was disappointment. I mean, I don't think you can hide that. I think people are disappointed in their own performance, disappointed in the performance as a whole. It's not our standard and not what we're okay with. So, you know, I think there's a sense of urgency here in these final two games to improve and do what so many Castle teams have done, and that's constantly get better and better and be ready to be playing their best, you know, football around playoff time. And that's what we have to do. You don't have time in this conference to sit around and mope. You have to get back to it, and you have to own your mistakes and figure out what you did wrong. And it's sometimes as corny as it sounds, Dan, you have to embrace, you know, the failure and look at it as an opportunity to get better. Where did we fall short? Why did we fall short? How can we improve that? So that's the great thing about competition, is it gets you out under the microscope a little bit, and you know, you got to see where you are, and sometimes you love the results and sometimes you don't, and then you got to go forward and fix it and try to get better.
Well, all right, and you talked about the Central football team. I mean, it can be a dangerous game just with regard to where you guys are on the standings. It's Week 8. We know what's at stake next week. You know, it's kind of rivalry week. Pairings come out this coming Sunday, so it's an exciting time for a high school football player, you know, here in Indiana, knowing what's at stake during this month of October. So I guess from that standpoint, the seniors know that, hey, that clock is ticking, the sand's coming out of the hourglass with each passing day. I would think that this team, based on what happened after the Week 1 loss and how you guys got that big win against Modern Day, won 5 in a row, that this team is hoping to maybe see a repeat of that.
Yeah, I think so, and I think, you know, continuing to just build, you know, that's the biggest thing, is get better. And you know, regardless who you're playing, you know, trying to figure out ways that you can get better offensively, defensively, kicking game, you know, and just subtly make improvements, whether it be through personnel or making the people who are currently there better, you know, improving fundamentals. And I think that's the thing that gets lost, even with us veteran coaches, is, you know, you get in and how can we scheme this, scheme that. And, you know, I've been doing this long enough to know that, you know, practicing and getting better at the fundamentals, that's the heart of football. You know, that's going to take you a lot further than, you know, a one game, you know, schematic adjustment that you make. But, you know, improving your football team, play one player at a time, you know, one position at a time, and constantly looking at ways to better, to block better, you know, have better ball security, to tackle better. You know, those are all things that are really at the core of who we are and what we want to be. And if we can continue to be hungry to do that after a long season, a long summer, you know, and you don't ever get bored with doing the little things that are going to make you successful, then you've got a chance to keep going forward.
Doug, I really appreciate a few minutes for your time as always, and much success in this wet rest of the week of preparation and certainly in the game on Friday against Central.
Well, I appreciate it, Dan. I love being on and hanging out with you for a few and talking ball. So thank you very much, and I look forward to doing it again next week.
All right. That's Doug Hurt. This has been the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.